get started. Johnny, he may be running late or something. Or something.
Hung up at lunch.
You can't get around that fast car.
Because God knows he's trying. All right, we'll go ahead and open up the meeting at 1:32 today. Notice hereby given that the Commissioner Court of Orange County, Texas will hold a workshop session on Thursday, July 10th, 2025 from 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the Commissioner's Courthouse Courtroom of the Orange County Administration Building. Workshop session, review and discuss past, present, future budget needs and concerns for Orange County departments not previously scheduled. So I believe you are up first.
Good afternoon. This is my first budget, so y'all need to just kind of help me out a little bit. So, first budget hearing. So, I guess the main thing I'm here to ask for, if possible, and I think it's very needed. Oh, he's coming. Okay. I'll wait. I'll wait a minute if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you have anything for us that we can look at?
I didn't make any copies. But
I do have up your budget.
Oh, my little thing. Yeah, my little chart. I do have.
Did you make copies of that?
I
made copies for everybody.
Oh, okay. She didn't. Okay.
She didn't bring.
Here, give me a minute.
Thank you, Penny.
You're fine.
Well, I say that.
Said you did, huh?
You taking lessons from the
I think they're still there on mine.
I only got around that last
call.
That hit 95. I never made it.
That caught
by
a train.
You know,
had a flat tire.
He's got.
It's interesting.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't get the instructions on how to do that.
There are.
Yeah.
I was actually.
I just. Right when you said that, single print on that page.
Well, I just didn't know if it was. I thought it was a whole packet. I thought she might have been asking.
No, sir. Just a couple. Two, three things.
Well, she just one just page. I think they're all the same. She just made multiple copies.
Yeah, I just made multiple copies.
Will you throw them away, too?
Okay.
I think Johnny, yeah, I think everybody got one. Did you have one?
I gave
them
to y'all.
Oh, you gave them. There we go.
Where was he at while I was down there picking them up from you?
I was talking.
He was talking.
I can't talk, think, and see at the same time. Besides that, why do I really need to read the full email from you?
I'm just going to tell you that yesterday we were told several times that, oh, I didn't really read that email. What's this about?
It says OC.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's get back. Let's get back to the lady at hand today.
But the fact that you read the whole email, I appreciate you saying that.
Yay.
I read the whole thing.
Yay,
because that
reading.
Was the last sentence.
Yeah, reading. Okay. Just a little background, as y'all know. If y'all don't know, it's been in the news everywhere. We just recently was enforced with House Bill 713-718. The new web dealer, no paper tags. Came through, it took effect July 1st. What that basically means is that no dealers can no longer come in and walk in their deals. When I say deals, is their title transfers from sales. And so normally what we would get, you would see if y'all ever watch this, you know, Chris Hall from
I see him all the time.
All the time. And he's always bringing deals. And yeah, he pretty much lives here. And so they bring in their deals and they'll drop off about 30. At a time, and those are deals that were processed done at the dealership, and we're doing the title transfers. We issue plates and stickers and all that. Well, as with all this house bill stuff that took effect July 1, that is no longer the case. So they are now uploading it into software that RTS, which is our state software for motor vehicle, it's having to be uploaded into the system. Then my clerks have to review that. It has to be you're sitting there and you're having to match up every little thing, make sure it's in complete order. And if it's wrong, you got to send it back and then so on and so forth. So.
And they're uploading this from the dealerships.
Yes, sir.
The
yes.
Auto, the four wheeler plugs. I know, I see what's her name all the time, Jennifer.
Yes.
So anything title.
Anything that has to do with the title for the state of Texas of a vehicle. If it's a Texas dealer, they have to submit
the
it in.
Another great idea.
Yeah.
So that requires a lot of concentration. We can't just pass it around and you can work it in between customers. You really do have to sit there. So that is also affects my VITR office. So this is really going to be, I feel it's going to slow down VITR's progress in processing things just because I have an office of four. Literally, it's three because my office manager does her office manager duties. So the one number one thing I'm asking for this year is another employee, any two. It's going to be for my VITR location, though. VITR has grown in traffic so much. I pulled the report just for the month of June. They did 3,000 transactions in the month of June, and that was with 2.5 people. Because I'm short one person right now. They're training. They'll hopefully be in VITR in August. Because I can't count Meredith as a full-time clerk because she's having to do the deposit and the inventory and all of that. I feel that if VITR had a full-time four people at the window helping VITR, then that will help speed that, definitely help out VITR. VITR's grown so much. And also help with Meredith doing her web dealer. Y'all might not realize.
So I was going to say, how much web stuff, how much dealer stuff do they do at the VITR office?
So VITR, just alone right there, because I go there every morning to pick up the work. They've got PATV, they've got Blue Compass, they've got Cope's trailers, they've got all these other little bitty trailers. They could drop off a folder of 20 to 30 deals each one. Blue Compass is, I don't know what they're selling at Blue Compass, but everybody wants it. And so...
Is that what P&P is now?
Is that P&P? No, Blue Compass is an RV place, I believe. Yeah, and we've got that.
But they do sell trailers, though.
Yes, they do trailers, RVs.
Is P&P still P&P?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then you got the one next to it.
Yeah.
Right, well.
And that's the one that sells both trailers and RVs.
Blue Compass across the street.
Yes.
Used RVs and.
Yes, sir. And so they go to VITR. It's local, it's right there. They know, so they're still going to have to do that. They're still going to have to submit all that in. And my clerk is going to have to work those deals and really focus and do all of that. So I feel that.
Do you have any numbers?
Yes, as far as last year was pretty much the same. I just pulled June for right now, but I have been watching them month to month. It's pretty much the same. VITR has stayed steady of 3,000 or more.
Steady the last 2 or 3 years.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. Whenever my predecessor took over, she upped VITR one person. As far as they used to could run off of three. I really can't run off VITR three. I really can't. Because I have to go, when I go in the morning, so go pick up work, if that line is busy and there's an open computer, I'm on there doing deals.
Well, I was going to ask. I've been over there. That's one I go to typically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's right there. Yeah.
Yeah. How many desks, how many open spots do you
have? I have four desks there. So my plan would be... Four windows, four state computers. So what I would like to do is get four full-time clerks at the front. I'm going to move a station that I have here in Orange that Jennifer has. Jennifer doesn't need it. She's busy doing her assistant chief stuff. So that won't cost me any extra money to get another station. Move that to the back office in VITR so that Meredith or whomever is the office manager can do the dealers and her other duties while my front works the front.
Do we have a cost on that, any two?
Any two? Yeah, I'll take.
Starting salary for any two is $40,310. That's no benefit.
Plus the 20-something percent. I never do remember what that is.
Right now, the fringe and benefits is right around 23%.
23%.
Yeah. Yeah, that's without any. We haven't talked about any.
So another 10,000, so 49,000.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's not a raise.
Yes, ma'am.
This change, so, this change won't affect that. This change affects the dealer stuff.
The dealer stuff. But online as well, that's a really great question. I just for the month of June, because like I said, I have other, but I just did June because that's pretty busy. We in the tax office, so when they go online to renew their registration, it doesn't go to Austin. They don't process it there. I process it in office. Yeah,
so
I do it here in the office.
Keeps them out of the building, but the person's still having to do the
yes,
same
my clerk has to sit there every morning.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Is kind of the same work?
Yeah, it lowers the amount of people that come in, but the
work is still there. Just in the month of June, we did almost 1,200 online renewals.
It's like and when people drop their taxes off at the mailbox up front, they still have to be
processed here.
Still has to
What transactions does this office do?
We range between 5,000 to a little over close to 7, depending on the time of the year.
What did you do in June this year?
5,500. It was 5,492 for the month of June, just in Orange. And then Vidor, we were at almost 2,700.
So how does that affect that I sell my vehicle to Chris and that title transfer has to take? Is that process changing?
No, sir. They can still come into the office. They can still do that.
Now, does that include those transactions as well in that 5,500?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes. Those are all considered walk-ins.
How many people do you have in Orange?
Orange, I have active is 1, 2, 3. As far as clerks, 1, 2, 3, 9. No. But nine, yes. But six are for the public and three are my dealers.
Yeah.
And dealers still have to, out-of-state dealers still have to mail in their stuff. So right now I have Kaylee. She is focusing just on the mail. And we get UPS and all that all day long with from out-of-state dealers.
So when we added that position to back when it was Karen here, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes,
she put that person in Vidor.
Yeah, we moved one to Vidor and then they stayed in Orange. So we filled it Orange. Yes.
I know we just recently added one about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes. And so
some had gotten cut earlier than budget stuff years ago.
Yes. During Linda's term, when someone retired, we did not replace them. And so we took a hit there.
You have 20 total.
20 total, but as far as working the front windows, it's six full-time in Orange, and then right now two and a half.
She's only talking about windows.
Just the window worker. Yeah, I'm not doing it. They're all going to be in it.
Yeah, the people that are actually meeting with the public and doing
keeping
the public moving.
Right. And so my Vidor girls, I did their average for the month of June. I had one clerk, she averaged about 47 transactions a day. One was 40. The other one was another 46.
So they're all pretty close.
They stay steady. They stay really, really busy.
I see them.
Yeah, and I hate that for them. If one's out, I have to send someone here. From over here, which that has not been a problem, but with all the new people that I have, I only have maybe two that I can really rely on that will be able to hold their own. Vidor, you have to work independently. You don't have a lot of backup help there.
Are you full right now?
I am fully staffed, yes. I do have my full, we're a group of 20 right now, but I have half of them are a year or less. I've hired 8 people since I took office.
A lot of people retire, a few people leave,
and it happens. So I don't have the knowledge that I have the bodies. I just don't have the knowledge. So they just can't work as fast as they used to be, and I can't, because everybody's like, well, Vidor had 3. I can't. That's just not realistic. Vidor's growing. I have people from Mauriceville come, you know, Orangefield, they're all coming to Vidor too, but I feel like to meet the needs of that precinct, of that area, I would definitely need someone there. I know y'all would probably say, well, can you send someone from Orange? No, because soon Penny will be handing me my books, and I'm probably going to have to pull a clerk off the counter to cover the books.
So I'm taking a message question. If your girls were more experienced,
yes.
Would you need another person?
Yes, they were more experienced. Either way. Okay. Either way.
Because what I thought I was hearing was because... Yes. Yeah, so many new girls, you need the help more than...
It wouldn't... If they were more experienced, it wouldn't feel so bad, but it still feels bad. It's still busy. There's still traffic. I feel like it's not fair for...
Where it limits you with the...
I'm very limited.
Like you said, you only have 2 people when you have somebody out at Vidor that you can actually send to Vidor.
Yes. And also, my window clerks just don't just do that. They have other duties that they have to do on a monthly basis, on a rotation. Like I said, when it's time to for those almost 1,200 online renewals, that's one of my 6 clerks that are having to do that because everyone else has. And during tax season, I pull a clerk to help with tax time to do all of that. So
there you go.
If I could do a drive-through window inviter, would be great too. But I just want the person.
It was the 5 miles and two.
Yeah, if we did.
Yeah,
the,
yeah, that was it. I think it was six. Actually.
If we did the, and a lot of this is due to the changes with the registration.
Yes, change of that. Yeah,
that the state has implemented July 1st.
Right. So now I'm going to have to probably do. I'll have three people solely dedicated to that web dealer. It's going to be Tracy, Sherry, and Meredith Inviter. And then I have Kaylee, who does the mail and all of that that comes and does the other walk-in stuff.
Basically, so, off your numbers, the girls Inviter are doing 900 transactions a month. The girls in orange are doing 611.
Yes, and that's a side of their other duties.
Girls and guys.
Girls and guys.
If my math, my math
people.
Is mathing.
They're people. Yeah.
Yes.
They're folks.
The peeps.
Let's be fair to the state. They're chasing a fake tag issue.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I don't like the way they go after some things.
Right. But the rainy day fund is maxed out, and they had money that they could have gave with that.
Exactly. Right. Those unfunded mandates.
Yeah. So I feel like that extra help Inviter would help. If someone calls in sick from Inviter or takes a vacation, I don't have to send anyone over there. They can support themselves on the five people that I have.
No, by the way, the state is going into session Monday.
Right. Oh, God, help us.
Heard that.
Yeah.
Did you look at the list?
Okay.
You're the enemy of the state.
And my other request I was able to get it last year. I don't know how this works, but like I said, it's my first budget meeting. I would like to increase my temp help for this coming year again because I had a retiree, Jackie Tate, come and help me for 6 weeks in January and February to process tax mail. And that was, oh my God, that was the best thing ever because I was able to meet the needs of the line in the office and process that mail. And I was able to get my second notices out at a decent amount of time. So
you're asking for it to be at the $2,500?
Yes. I would like to keep, yes. Because last year it was only like $1,100. I would love to increase it to $2,500. If it still continues to
be. Right,
yes.
So that we could cover that.
Yes, sir. We moved it, supplemented it, yes, sir, to cover it. Yep. And then, of course,
I saw the software package.
Yes,
went up.
That went up. Such
a shock that software went up.
I know.
Can't even imagine.
We were locked in for 3 years. Well, the 3 years are up. So. But other than
are we locked in for another 3 years at this rate?
No, sir. It'll go 10% minimum.
$6,000.
Yeah.
We are softwared out, I'll tell you.
Yeah. But other than that, I think, you know.
They did get them to last year. They wanted to go up, and they did call and make sure that they were like, no, we didn't go live until X day.
Yeah.
And so,
we maintained for that
one more year.
Okay.
How long has it been since the court added an employee in there?
About three years ago.
But she had asked for it for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And we just killed because at the time we didn't have the money to do it. We didn't have the money to do it. Right. And we finally got to the position we could.
Yeah.
Because I think back whenever Linda was here, I think they cut like four.
They
four
cut two, yeah.
Three or four positions
yes.
from the window side and then one in the back.
Yes, sir.
And then so we got
right.
And like what about if we started making some of the other entities collect their own taxes and we quit taking them and taking all the bashing over?
They're still going to come. motor vehicle stays busy year-round. We used to have a season where it was kind of slow. It's year-round. I mean, I don't know where people are getting this money by cars. But, it's year-round. And so I feel to be able to meet the needs of the office and the county, and I really do need that one other person. Because, like I said, and for those that go to Viter, I mean, that's Mr. Viator's stomping ground over there. It stays busy, and I have good people there.
Well, obviously, if they're doing 900 transactions a month per employee there,
yeah,
and you're doing 611 here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's only, if it's 47 an hour.
I doubt it.
You would think.
Fill out paper wrong, have to refill
yes.
it out.
Yeah, yes.
And this does not include property tax payments as well.
Well,
payment agreements. Yeah, payment agreements.
I'll probably take about 20 minutes when I
yes,
put down the paper.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely. It, like I said, we're a catch-all. We get it. We get all the titles. We get all the renewals. You know.
Well, I've been to the counter and I've heard the conversations. So.
Yeah. And then here in Orange is boat renewals.
Hey, easy.
Easy on a boat.
Yeah. Yeah, why are you throwing rocks at all yeah. of us on that?
I'm saying, y'all know how long it takes to renew a boat. But
I do.
Yes. I'm just
especially yeah. big ones like the judges.
Like six or seven of them.
Yes, yes.
Are you throwing rocks at me now?
No.
Oh.
Like I said,
you got six or seven boats?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, but other than that, I think we're good on my end on that one. You know, it's that extra person would help. I don't want to pull from Orange because I said I'm anticipating taking over the books here soon. And that's going to pull someone off totally off my calendar.
We've been in that process for, what, 3 years now to try to find
she only gave me,
that
yeah.
transition?
Yes, it's coming. We were talking about it yesterday.
I'll give you a different subject.
Yes, sir.
We're looking at moving the registrations to one address in the county for most of the departments.
Yes, sir.
How much extra work is that going to come to you? Because I know you're going to have to go change.
Yes, that's going to be hopefully as they come up. We will be updating all of that as well.
That's just the address. But once that change is taken
yeah,
place.
Once we get it, yeah.
No, I wasn't yeah. considering that adding.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, it will. It just, as long as we catch them all. And
also, it's fact that you can work between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the county.
Yes, right. And the in-between is hard when you have tax property taxes and motor vehicle. Even though, you know, so I will have, you know, God willing, I'll have Jackie again in January and February. That did not eliminate my clerks doing their taxes at the
and
counter as well.
All the way out.
Yes, and they are doing the mail and working that, answering the phones, doing online stuff. So I mean, it's we're pretty steady. I mean, we enjoy our little quiet moment. So then when it's not quiet, it's not quiet.
Yeah.
I know some of y'all come like y'all busy all the like this all the time. Yep, it can stay busy. It stays steady. If not, if I find busy work for them as well. I don't like to see idle hands. So.
I've heard that.
That I don't like idle hands? Yeah, I don't. Your hands can, if your mouth can move, your hands can move too. So, I just don't want to burn out the people that I have, but also I want to be able to provide the quality service to Orange.
I think that's all our goal.
Yes.
But, you know, like I said, we probably instigated some changes that the state may or may not do to us because of the first session. They yeah. did.
And here they come back.
Here they come back again.
Back
yes.
And it's back on the agenda yeah. again. So
right.
I'm hoping we don't have to go to cutting stuff because of what they do.
Right.
Because that's...
Oh, that's going to be hard, yes.
That's going to help, yeah.
Yeah. I totally understand.
Pretty.
I totally understand. You know, and hopefully we continue to get the steady flow in. You know, we get our commission every year from sales tax. That comes in from them. So if we can
okay.
keep it going. Okay, that's all I have. That's it. That's all I wanted.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next.
Mm. Mr. Gidry, you are up, my friend. You can go ahead and start if you want to. You don't have to wait. I know you're prepared. You got a book.
No.
Oh, this is a Ford. You mistake.
Judge wants to know how elevator's going to be.
When's that elevator?
I got off the phone with him before I came in here. He's been questioned because somebody over the last email I got from him was that I'll be September.
My best friend's mother's going to cut me if we don't get her an answer pretty quick.
That's your name. That's how it's
done. He just talked with a service tech.
He's going to talk with a service tech because I asked them if they could actually speed up the process by coming and start disassembling what we have. That way when the PVC pipe comes for the casing, that
hang
they
on a second. So they went to all this trouble and ordered the hydraulic
cylinder.
The
company didn't ship the PVC sleeve for the jack. So now they're waiting for the PVC sleeve to come in.
What kind of PVC is this? It's something
that's
we
what
can't,
I asked I mean, them. I said, it's PVC pipe. So... I don't know if it has a
some
certain
kind of
type
special
of flange.
Size? I mean, they sell it at Home Depot.
I know.
They probably sell it cheaper at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And also, Judge, let you know that we did, CenterPoint Energy did put the gas line in yesterday at elections. So I'm moving forward on getting that generator hooked up.
Good deal. Yeah, I saw they had all the lines. I mean, all of it. Spray painting where the stuff
yeah.
was checking everything so they could do their...
They finally sent the crew yesterday to
excellent.
Board.
That's good news.
So it's in place.
All right, so.
This has been the most troublesome free generator I think we've ever had.
No joke. Just because, yeah, for free don't mean free. Yeah.
Just the time was just killing. All right.
So, this is where you come and ask for stuff. Well, I would love to have 12 people to do construction work and then my 6 that'll do the preventive maintenance. So I just want to throw that out, you know. Yeah. Just,
if he gets that, then I need 2 more people to
get it. I'm here to start it off.
Listen, your pipe dream has been duly noted.
Oh, your no sign?
No sign. Yeah.
I thought it was the easy button, you know.
The easy button. Yeah.
Reject.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's move on to something okay. We actually may have a chance at.
Okay, as far as the piece of paper for the budget that Charlotte gave y'all a bigger copy of.
You're welcome.
For us old people.
Most of the budget line items, I did not change any of it as far as what was last year's budget.
Okay.
If y'all have any questions on that, I didn't change any of it. So the only thing that would change into the budget as far as like the buildings and grounds part, the judge had asked me to add the tables, chairs, and the barriers for the pod buildings for when we have elections. So there's papers in there of the price of the chairs, the tables, and the barriers and all that are inside that package. But it's $20,000 for all of it.
Is that already in here?
Is that already in the budget you guys?
Yes.
It's on the bottom of it.
Oh, it's got it.
Yeah, well, that $1 million thing, that's on generators. I'm still waiting on that cost from that company to send me all the pricing.
Well, but so when add you, the budget.
Yeah, add that to
yeah.
the budget.
When you said add to budget, though, it says each. So is this 80 or 20?
The generator should be 80,000 total. As you said, 20,000.
Yes, that's correct.
But
so
there's 4 or 5, so that should be 80.
Johnny had said something about the 20 kW generators for the pod buildings,
mm-hmm.
and the 20 kW generators for the pod buildings run around almost $15,000. For that's a Generac with a 32-gallon tank, but we're looking at a 98-gallon tank, so that adds a few more bucks. The transfer switch is $860, so you're looking almost around $17,000. Then we got to get it installed, so I put $20,000 per pod building per for a generator. And that's also including putting the soft starts on the air conditioning.
Yeah, the soft start.
Yeah.
So it doesn't kick good, so we don't
right, so we don't have to worry about
it. We don't need the 30
kW. Yeah, but and that would save the county $12,000 if we went from a 30 to a 20.
Okay.
So that would be like buying another generator, almost.
There's nothing in the plan?
No. Yeah, there's some 15 kW generators, but we got 2 5-ton air conditioning units. Well, you can go up. So does the price.
What size was this one, Kirk?
Grant that we just
20.
Was that for the precinct barns?
That's for the precinct barns, okay. And it's in review. And
those are diesel?
Yeah, yes, sir. All 4 of them would be diesel.
Yeah, so we'll go. That'll take another 8 months to a year in review.
Wow.
I don't know why it takes so long to review that, but it does. But yeah, we should end up getting those for the precinct farms, which is good through the grant.
Another question: natural gas is not.
Well, some location does have natural gas. Thing is a matter of getting it put out there and all that. But for diesel. I don't know. We've never had an issue as far as getting diesel out to any of the generators.
Plus, what limited amount of use that we will need for this is more for the emergency times and then when we do temporarily lose power out there and because they're going to be used for election locations. We don't want them to lose power during elections.
Right.
And this, we could fuel them up.
I was just going to say, why don't we rent them? And I'm like, that's
the biggest
elections.
Well, we did that for the main building here, when the last one, so we wouldn't run out. We had one out there for that reason. And thank goodness we had it because we did have power go out in the middle of it at the camp, but they were the generator was fine, the temporary generator y'all put out there. But they're expensive to rent like that every time. When you rent it 4 times, you could have bought it. So that was the reason. This is just buy them, get them in, get them set, and then that way we can start using them. Because until we have the generator set out there, we can't use them for election locations.
You know, the deal with it
really?
Being diesel, we
have
can
have power.
We can refuel them with the former trucks.
Generator.
Most all of the places around, I mean, some of them do, but I don't want our county ones to be ones that don't have the power.
What was you saying?
Yes, sir.
I was just saying, with them being diesel, we can, in the middle of an extended storm, we could send the foreman's trucks out there and let them refuel with the foreman trucks. So that'll give us.
Another question I have about that is the stale. Does it go stale?
Well, we.
You did a conditioner, didn't you?
Yeah, I built a fuel polisher for our generators. So we go and polish the fuel every year on all our diesel generators, and we put additives in it to preserve our diesel. And we haven't had to actually have it pumped out and refilled since we've done this back in, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Several thousand dollars.
Yeah, a whole bunch of money. Okay. We take samples of it, and we... Yes, sir. Go ahead.
What's the life extent?
It depends on temperature and how it's stored.
No, of the generator.
Oh, as long as you upkeep it, they can last forever.
A long time.
It's just preventive maintenance.
We won't
hear
when they go bad.
Hope not.
I've been wanting my house since height.
Yeah. My generator shop's probably 30 years old. It works.
Well, I mean, that's just a...
Yeah.
Instead of renting,
future deal, yeah.
You know, we get them, they last for 20, 30, 40 years.
Well, our biggest thing on anything on our generators over here is the fuel tanks and the moisture outside and rust. If the paint jobs are not good on the fuel tanks and all that. Most of the fuel tanks are double walled, but you still got to take care of the outer wall to make sure it doesn't rust through. You keep them full, that way you don't condensate inside the fuel tank, that way you don't get any water.
Kirk, can we bypass the auto transfer on these? Because
when
we're not out there using these buildings, if electricity goes out, big deal, nobody's out.
Well, you can put them in stop mode.
Okay.
And it just silenced the alarm, and it'll stay in stop mode.
Okay.
It's just letting you know that it's not in auto.
That's probably what we're to do most of the time. That way, those generators would rarely run, really.
Yeah, because there won't be anything inside there.
Yeah.
So moving on, the money, the $20,000 for the tables and chairs, the $20,000 per for the generators, and the next thing on the list would be to change my groundskeeper from any 3 to any 5 because we do more maintenance work than we do grounds work. And it's hard to get a, even with my last guy that retired, got 2 good applications. And if you look for a groundskeeper, it's going to be even harder, in my opinion, to get somebody to come work as a groundskeeper. That we, the only thing we do is the FEMA buyback property.
That's the only thing that we maintain now because we do contract.
Yeah, but and it doesn't matter who's, when it needs to be cut, we just go cut. It doesn't matter who it is.
So you're talking about?
It's about $3 more an hour.
So you're talking about eliminating that position?
Yes, sir.
Adding a new person to
and
the
just
new
be
add any maintenance tech.
Maintenance tech.
Okay. I'll give you a little bit more. Because
you're going to change the time of your department to construction and maintenance. You probably.
That's why I started off with 12.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, I need to meet you out at Blue Bars.
So it begins. All right.
Well, got that. All right, let's start with the pitchers then, because that would be the capital outlay. First one, self-explanatory. Truck. Replace a 2007 Dodge pickup that's 18 years old.
That's cool. Okay. How did you come about this vehicle?
That's the same thing we got in the fleet.
Okay.
It's dependable. We haven't had any other issues than recalls.
I got my sign ready.
Is that for the next page or what?
That is a fancy dude you got this next page.
Well,
explain that to me.
Yes, it's a hydraulic Diamond C tilt trailer. It's got a winch on it. It's got a solar panel to keep the battery charged on the tongue. This we have scissor lifts and we have our man lift. We had an issue already with our man lift that went down.
Don't y'all have a Mini X too?
No. much. That's a good thought, though. You know, I probably need one of those.
Road Bridge has a
fleet trailer. We could figure out a way fleet that people could check them out and use them if we need them, because you don't need this very often.
Well, we use our trailers all the time, but, well, we use our 20-foot trailer all the time that we have from our tractor. We had our scissor lift, the man lift.
What are you wanting to haul on this?
Scissor lifts is our main objective on it.
What are you hauling with now?
We take aluminum ramp that we... You really don't want to see it. we haul it on our 20-foot trailer that we have. It's how we get it on the trailer. The problem is the going up the ramp. If we have to, make our ramp real long because the scissor lift can't go on a high incline on its own power.
So and it doesn't have a lot of ground clearance.
And yeah, and that's therefore the. The actual winch on the trailer to put them up. It's an expensive trailer.
This one does not have a winch on it.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Where is it at?
It's in the paperwork.
It's in the box.
Oh, okay.
It's camouflaged. You can't see it. It pops up. Okay. It's a fancy trailer.
How much is it?
$30,000.
It ought to be damn fancy.
Does it have to be that fancy, Kurt?
That seems like it's
well, you know, you ask for
shoot
big
for the moon,
and you
huh?
sell for, yeah, I mean, come on.
Let me ask you a question.
Absolutely.
On your 20-foot trailer, how much would it take to go ahead and manufacture some built-in ramps and have them installed on an existing trailer so that you got the clearance you need and get this thing on there without buying a $30,000 trailer? Just ask it.
I don't know. Didn't look at it that way, sir.
Well, my question is, before we get too deep into it, because I know you end up, because I'm going to talk to you like about my wife. You know, I buy this bigger boat, and I had to have a bigger truck after to pull it with, but I didn't tell her that till after. So you're going to need a bigger truck.
I got 3/4-ton trucks.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're not going to go, hey, now that you bought us a trailer, I need something to pull it with kind of thing.
We can't move it.
Yeah, well, the half-ton truck will pull that trailer. Right, it's just depending on what you put on the trailer.
Did you consider any other trailers besides this?
Well, I did, but the factor was when our man lift broke. It's a bumper pull, and when we had a problem with the tire on it, okay, how do we get this thing out of here? I don't have no way to put it on a trailer. There's other than calling Roden Bridge to come over there and pick the thing up and put it on their flatbed and bring it back over here, sir.
What are you talking about?
Our man lift.
Okay. Man lift.
So,
I mean, it's a pull behind, but we had an issue, and it broke down. Then how do we get it back to the shop? Didn't have no way.
Call somebody to haul it in, because $30,000, we could get a whole lot of record trips.
Well, you know, that's why we come up here and just ask.
Okay, all right.
I know you asked for a Cadillac, but is there any Volkswagens? Well,
I did see that real nice trailer that Roden Bridge got out there at Precinct 3, and I saw the altercations they had to do because of the type of trailer they bought, where they cut the frame into for the axles to fit, and then when they loaded it up with a mini excavator, it bent the trailer. So it's like, wow, that's a good trailer. So Mike Rush was showing me, said, don't buy one of these. And I said, not a problem.
Somebody gave us that
one. Oh. All right, well, let's move on.
Move on.
Don't want to talk about it too long. Y'all lose interest in it.
Yeah. let's get on to this Epson Sears color printer for $3,000. It's a whole lot better deal.
I lost interest when you
damn.
Price.
Couldn't find Epson Walmart for $2.95.
Is it for blueprint?
No.
This is for...
Yeah, I know that's us.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I... For this one is because it is actual liquid ink and not these dead-gum cartridges that you make one print and you don't have any ink left because the sponge is dry.
Right,
and it costs a fortune for the replacements.
It does.
I got
the Epson. I'm still working on the same bottles.
Okay.
Okay, the next page is the stuff for the pod buildings.
We're not going to go on about the printer for...
No, man, we got to move fast.
Well, it's not his birthday.
Hey, Commissioner, don't ask. Just move on. Go on.
What's this? So is the lift gate
The lift gate for the truck.
For the truck.
Yes, sir. Right. And all the prices are padded. Just FYI.
Like, I'm shocked about that. I'm really.
Well, I figured I'd tell you that up front, you know.
Quotes.
You don't see any quotes?
I don't know if he's got a deal out.
You would like to see quotes
what?
This year?
Yeah.
What is this crap?
Crowd control, warehouse.
You don't have a picture of that?
Yeah, but he said
lift gate. Oh, well, he was looking at something else.
He's jumping ahead.
You're having 17 different
conversations. I don't know where he got that from. He's probably looking at the Excel
he's
spreadsheet.
Stuck on the trailer.
Yeah, I'm over
he's
here on this.
It's on the spreadsheet. It's not on the. It's not the show and tell pictures.
How many of these crowd control?
Crowd control wheels.
Hang on,
30 for each building.
Everybody, hang on just a second. Miss Penny was saying something. I wanted to get clarification on.
I was just with whatever once in discussion stuff. If we can as things get more firm, we can make sure we get quotes so that we have a firmer price.
But what was
the only issue is with that? I mean, I know that we do, but we always have to pad a little bit because we never get to buy it on the day, and those quotes are only good for 60 to 90 days.
But you said the problem was last year. I couldn't hear you.
We had several things last year, and I know it's different. We have different people this year, so but we had several things with Road and Bridge that were estimates, you know, they were padded high. So padding is appropriate, but we need to make sure that it's appropriate.
Yeah, it's not too up, we're out of shape. Yeah.
Don't get ridiculous.
I just don't want us to get hung up with we give an exact quote of $2,722.
I know. That was in my younger years.
And then we put that in our budget, and then it comes out at $3,000, and we got to come back to a full court session to be able to do that.
Yeah, because the tariff finally got implemented.
Yeah, because the tariffs were implemented, whatever the case.
It's like all the stuff for the building. It was $18,000 for the pod buildings. I rounded it off to 20.
Yeah. Right.
So I got a $2,000. Yeah. I didn't.
And that would probably be what it would have been.
Yeah. I didn't go astronomical on these. It's kind of like the truck was $55,000. I put $60,000.
That's for pod, $18,000.
No, that's for the whole thing.
And I mean, we have had in the past where we haven't
for the
had
chairs.
The funds. So
yeah, all four buildings.
Okay.
Yeah, there's chairs,
but
tables.
Not the generators.
No, sir.
Not the generator.
So generator per pod.
It's $20,000
per pod.
And the tables are $20,000.
That's for all four pods.
Got it.
And for the departments too, it is hard because it's July. This won't implement until October.
Right.
The quotes won't be valid anymore. And in a lot of years when this is our low funding time of the year, so if we've made them not buy until January when we get taxes in, then we're in another period too. So we definitely do need to pad.
We need to pad. Well, just like this, just so we're clear, because I want to make sure that we could deal, because he has on there the $3,000 for the blueprint printer, but the actual cost is $2,800. In the quote that he got.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless we buy it today, we're not getting it for $2,800. So
that's the same way with the truck.
Extra bucks is that, you know.
The truck says $55,000 somewhat dollars, and I put $60,000. But that's not the government pricing that we get from Silsby Ford. So the pricing may be $52,000.
Yeah.
Where'd you put some of that?
Okay. All right.
So the biggest pad on all of it would be the actual truck. The trailer, what was it that I put on the trailer?
35.
And it was...
too much?
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter. That reject.
Matter.
So the actual price on the trailer was $30,356.
Okay.
Yeah, so it ain't...
We're
not out of whack here.
But see, I openly admitted that I padded my
openly.
Price. But
openly, all right. Let's go to our crowd control.
That beats past years anyway, Kurt. Okay.
Is the generator with the fuel tanks, or is that?
That comes with it.
That's everything.
Close insulated cab with fuel tank.
That's the generator. That's the transfer switch and the extra fuel. They put that in.
So the crowd controls. We took Donna to the building, mm-hmm. and we laid out the way it's going to be set up for elections to be able to control the crowd on where they go to sign in, where they go, what tables they go to vote, and all that. and we counted out how many we needed per build for that one building, and then we just multiplied it by four.
They're all going to be set up identical, correct?
That's correct. Same table, same chairs.
And what was that package price on that? Did you have just a package price on that, or not really?
For the whole thing, was $18,000.
For the crowd control?
No, for the whole
tables, crowd control, and all.
Okay.
$1,275.
So if you put through there, you'll find the tables and chairs.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. Tables look like pretty much the same table.
Yeah, just 6-foot right plastic tables.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you ever need for stuff like that.
The chairs, I didn't think they were they're padded, give some kind of comfort instead of having a metal chair. They're not that expensive per chair, but
right. That's
what I figured on.
Crowd control is not on here.
It's just lumped in.
So
okay. We got to have every
four of those.
So you have on this?
No, there's 30 per building.
Crowd control?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
With 11-foot straps.
But that's all within that $20,000 that we've already.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, the $20,000 takes care of all the furnishings for the inside.
He's old, Kurt.
All right, and then so I'm going here to this is a big deal right here. So you got generators for county buildings, and then you got generators for the county airport.
Yeah, we're not buying any of those.
Well, we know the price.
The airport ones we have under a grant request right now.
Million
if
and a half.
If we can ever get approved for that. But the other ones, so what was the total?
We don't know the total.
No, I'm talking about the generators for county buildings?
We don't know the total yet. Jeff has not sent me the information yet.
There's about buildings that we do not currently have under generators.
That's correct. I don't have that information yet.
Okay, Kev, because we need the breakdown of it. We're not going to be able to buy them all in 1 year, but we may be able to do the ones, because I know we need to get the probation.
Right.
I
went with his engineer, mm-hmm. and we went through all the buildings.
Okay.
And they're working up their pricing on it. And as soon as I get the pricing, then we can re-meet and get the court.
Now, you're talking about the ones that we don't currently have generator power.
That's correct.
Right now.
I went ahead and went to all the buildings. That way, if we had an event, a majority of all the county employees will be able to go back to work at their buildings, because we have generator powers at all the buildings.
Yeah.
Instead of being at home. So that's what I figured up on.
Okay.
The judge didn't ask me to do that. He asked for specific buildings.
Did you win?
I went all out to get pricing. That way I can give it to y'all.
And
so
we'll get a breakdown list of each building. That
yes.
way we can prioritize by the buildings we need to do.
That's correct.
Before the other ones we don't need to do.
That's correct.
Well,
the $329,000, we already know that price for the airport, because that's on a grant, don't know how fast the grant's going to move.
You know, going above and beyond.
Hey, John, we didn't file
give
for
you
a grant
for
the generators
of
pause.
Dang. Man, I'm trying everything I can. I don't have any mints in my pocket.
Remember, we tried originally, and we got denied the first one.
They were trying to figure out how they wanted to spend their money at that time.
Well, in Harris County, ended up with all the money again, as usual. But there is another round of money that just come out. We don't know the deals. I mean, I literally got the email this morning.
Harris County, so, their part too.
Yeah, they'll get probably the biggest line share right off the bat, and then it's like $1.5 billion and stuff. And then, of course, you know, depending on, you know, and I hate to go there, but, you know, the state is putting a lot of flood infrastructure, emergency infrastructure stuff on this session. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to target a whole lot of it to where a couple areas in Texas, but they will probably do a broader base, and we may be able to get some of that. If we can hit that, we hit. We grab every grant dollar we can find. If we can get it, we get it. But if we can't get it, we can't sit and wait 4 or 5 years either for a grant to give us something. But, you know, we'll know. We'll get that list of once you get that breakdown list, if we get that before we budget, we'll figure out which ones we need to do. We know we're doing those. I think the generator for the airport, I think we're going to end up with that one getting approved.
Well, you'd ask me just to add
it. It's in the third step.
Yes, sir.
Right now, it's got two more steps to go. I think it's going to get passed. If it gets passed, we'll be good on that, because, you know, it'd be nice to have that, especially since that was our emergency area the last time, and we were able to operate out of it.
they already subtracted $329,000 from the budget, so, you know, that $30,000 looking pretty good.
10%, huh? Come on. 10%.
And if we only do the adult probation building, you're looking about around maybe $80,000 for the generator for that building.
Yeah, I think that one we have to get done. We got to get that one done.
Then you subtract
them. Well, and that's where we usually put courthouse. They have
All the courthouse staff moves over to theirs. So that's the reason that building is my number one priority, just to get that one done.
Yeah.
So whenever I get that cost on
that million one. Goes down to about $80,000, you know, so it's not.
And there may be another.
Right, that trailer's looking good.
What our money looks like.
Might have just made room for a $10,000 trailer.
You know what? You're just like the casino, Kurt. You put a dollar in and you win 60, they act like you won. You know, you lost 40 cents. So quit trying to say, well, you took this away because we didn't want you to start off with.
But in Kurt's defense, the budget did come in, I was $100,000 cheaper this year than last year.
I know. I looked at that.
What about the sheetrock for HR?
I think that tape wall looks pretty neat.
Yeah.
It's different.
There's spiders
in there. It's just HR.
That's modern before.
But no, I mean, I'll
get the sheetrock because the spiders that are coming out.
You do a really good job.
I thought HR was moving.
Wait, there's too many. I got to savor this moment here.
You know, Lori, the credit union office doesn't leak.
Just buy some cheap.
I thought you were moving back up there.
Cut it in half and Wayne's coat the wall.
Oh, okay. Just that spot,
it's
though.
It's not big enough.
Yeah, just a little spot.
We have claustrophobia.
But I do want to say, Kurt, you do a really good job of cutting corners and doing stuff that help us save money. We really appreciate that. And that helps us to be able to do some of the stuff that we do need to do, really.
I
appreciate it.
I know we joke with you, but you really do.
Is the roof on?
You do, but not trailer wise.
Well, you know, I wasn't a salesman, so I didn't have a real good pitch to.
You sure
did. Yeah.
We need to figure out a way that you're saving the county money by buying a $35,000 trailer. That's the deal.
Hey, count your blessing that you didn't have to live your life on a commission. Okay, count your blessing.
Yeah, I'd have been broke and hungry.
You got to come in and you got to say, I rented a trailer 12 times last year and it was $45.
Well, that's what I did with the man lift.
Oh, no, I remember
that.
I
bought
it
for $35. That's like, the sales pitch. I did it for a long
time. Remember that conversation? But it was parked for between then.
All right. Thank you, sir. Anything else?
No, sir. That's all I got.
But really, thank you. Y'all really do a good job.
Are we getting a raise this year?
A really good job.
Huh? Are we getting a raise this year?
Well, that's the. I
want this trailer and
the governor's special
session. Let me do it. That $1 million of generators is the entire race for the county. So I think people are going to vote to not have generators. I'm just going to say.
That's a $35,000 question.
Yeah, you know I'm not going to live this one down.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I'll be reminding you 6 months from now.
Do I continue once a month, maybe send you an email of a picture of a trailer?
Trailer, sure.
Yeah, make sure it's different.
They sell them in different colors.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Once you
get
through those colors,
you're
on that step.
All right. Purple and gold is a great
color. I thought it pulled itself.
I did it in less than 30 minutes.
You would have thought it done a whole lot.
I ain't nothing to talk about.
No smoke.
No, go get a coat.
Oh, that was a good plug.
Yeah, we got one more.
She's got that email over there.
Not here yet.
Is Jennifer not going to?
Right. Now, Jennifer, because remember we were going to have that meeting about her stuff, and so they're waiting to see what this new. I think she's waiting to see what the new federal deals are coming down because they made some changes again. Remember we talked about it in our email back and forth.
Yeah.
So I don't think she was going to do that today because it's not.
Because it's in limbo.
Yeah. If anything, hers is until we know what percentage of hers we got to pick up. She's not adding anything, but we're going to end up having to pick up part of it because of the federal cuts.
Pick up?
Part of the stuff that she spends, because the federal some of these federal cuts were those programs.
Are we picking up personnel?
Yes.
Some of them, I would think.
Well, we're really going to have a discussion.
I know. I mean, but we're kind of like stuck to a point. We got a mandate of what we have to do, and then they're cutting us the money that they're giving us to do. They cut the PEPS grant 75.
Their salaries don't really mesh with our payment.
I know. Yeah. We're going to have to set something up separate.
Well, that might have to change. That might have to change.
I'm good with it. They might not be good with it.
But until we get the final ruling from them, and I don't think we're going to get that for probably another month, on what, as it's starting to come down and what federally is not going to pay anymore, we already know what the PEPS grant did.
This is off the damn right to have a special session.
Tell me about it. I read that last night. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Just like, somebody got to hold him.
Right, so you.
Somebody got to hold him. Cause it,
so we're going to see if Tracy's coming in or he's on his way?
You want me to do that?
Yeah, just check and see how close he is. I mean, if he's handy, we might as well get done. Thank you, sir. Mr. Kirk.
Better PR.
So PVC it.
Returning control to the local government.
At Home Depot,
the state's going the other way.
What I guess they sleeve it so if it leaks and the oil doesn't get out.
That's right.
Basically what it is.
Recording, do y'all want to recess?
Yes, let's go into recess. We were going to a recess at 2:29.
That's cheaper than putting
that. All right, we will come out of recess at 2:35. And we will have Tracy with Road and Bridge if you are ready to go, sir.
I'm just stuck my plate on here, so when you got none, you can pull away, don't mind.
Oh, no problem.
First one, you got 2 days to prepare for it.
That's not too bad.
He didn't become the road administrator until yesterday, though.
You ask, we say no. It's pretty simple.
Ask Kurt. You missed his. It'd have been a good one.
That's why I got here early. I want to see what everybody else was getting into.
Yeah. Well, what they're asking for. Right. They're getting.
Well, don't ask for a trailer is all I'm saying.
I guess the first thing is a couple of dump trucks is what we're trying to look at. I got some the oldest dump trucks are 2007 Internationals, and one of them just got out of the shop, and I went ahead and pulled some hours on it. We did some calculations on mileage per hours, and a lot of them's got like 19,000 hours, 17,000 hours. That's what our 2007s have, and they're about what, almost 19 years old now. The mileage is 353,321 on one, and 198,311 miles on the other. These are two dump trucks we seem to have the most issues with. Of course, they're the oldest. We'd like to go ahead and get replace a couple of them if we could. I know I've talked to a few commissioners about it.
Did you give us anything with a new price on it, Tracy?
Well,
or did somebody give us something?
I've got the price right here on the the 8 yards like we have right here. Yes. Already now they're $133,291.15.
All right, I might have to say that one more time, please.
$133,291.15.
Okay,
Tracy. We've been buying those dump trucks. We've been buying like a truck and then having a bed fit into it.
Penny, I'm going to say
can
probably
we just buy a dump truck?
These are, we can buy just a dump truck. These the patch trucks and stuff, they're kind of a special. Patch trucks are kind of a special item. So they buy
a
chassis, $250 or $350 truck, then they have to suit it out with a small bed, hydraulics. That's why it's taking.
There'll be a training session after this.
But now the dump trucks, they come.
No, we don't.
Ready, right, pre-made.
You talked to us in the workshop.
I would like to. These also work on the chip spreader. So
yeah, and we didn't work. We didn't do any. We didn't have anything left over in yours or in the budget from last year. We
Penny,
pretty much got everything that they needed from last year.
Penny, what's $108,000 in encumbrance?
Weren't we still?
Remember, they had to do.
I know, but I'm talking about anything that we have.
And
budget plan. We got all the vehicles through, but everything's done.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure we weren't carrying anything for.
Yeah,
we're still waiting
on a patch truck and a mechanic truck.
Right.
Is that what the $108,000 encumbrance is?
I'm sorry, with the sheriff's office, I've just been. That's what the encumbrance is.
I'm asking. That's what it is.
Probably so.
Two vehicles.
Do you know, Tracy?
Yes.
It's the two vehicles.
Yeah.
It's
a patch truck and a mechanic truck.
Yeah, mechanic truck.
Okay.
Don said that
we're going to still carry that forward.
The patch truck should be getting real close to being built now. I didn't hear nothing about the mechanics truck yet.
And then two dump trucks this year?
Yes, sir. Well, to replace the 2007s at least.
That's going to be compatible with the road building?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. I told them we bought Fords, or they bought Fords previously, and they don't work on the chip spreader. So these are international. That's the ones we use for the chip spreader.
Okay. All right. So two dump trucks so far?
Yes, sir. And I've talked to a few commissioners about maybe getting another tractor, boom mower, Kubota, to see if we could. I know Precinct 1 only has one tractor to be able to mow with.
Can you
hear Precinct? We can.
That hasn't worked well.
Who was that?
Just don't talk about
that.
Who
was that? Let's talk about right in Precinct 2.
Go on. You're excused.
This
you can leave.
This is right in Precinct
2. We let him through.
So, and I didn't rock snow at me.
Well, what I heard is a tractor and mower for Precinct 1 is what I've heard.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I thought you were getting one of the extra ones. They got Precinct 4.
Hang on, wait.
I'm not getting a piece of junk from Precinct 4.
Well, he's got like three over there.
Hey, Johnny, wait a minute. Yeah,
he's looking
for his
looking
sign.
For my sign.
When did he become?
There we go.
So, y'all can take
really,
the boat.
I tell you, only got 8 miles
run. Well, I'm just saying, I know. Right now, you know, when we have problems with the John Deere, it's like one little small part coming from Germany or whatever, and it takes 3 or 4 weeks, a month to get the part in for the engine.
I don't know about the rest of the precincts. The biggest problem we have with mowers and four is not the tractor itself.
It's the mower.
It's the boomer.
Yeah, he's got like 3 or 4 of them.
And that's what this Kubota's a little different of. Don and I looked at it. It looks like it might be as far as all the weight on that one pin on our mowers right now. And, you know, even when they're new or whatever, it still looks like they've got a lot of stress right there. That's where we have all of our problem, right there with that boom.
Well, I was heading to is going forward. I mean, Johnny needs a tractor. I get it. Yeah. We all need to.
Well, and then being going to a Kubota, we try something.
But in the future, because these tractors, we should get 10, 15 years out of the tractor itself.
Well, we're supposed to have two.
If they're running,
we
do.
It's kind of like at least one per.
Yeah, because we had
a couple of spares
in last year.
Well, somebody's got four.
No, I don't.
If you didn't have four,
we're I keep getting interrupted. Going forward, we need to look at buying booms for the tractors we have, because the tractors themselves, we should get 10, 15 years out of
the tractor. Right, like just like the boom mower is more expensive than the tractor.
What's that?
The boom mower is more expensive than the tractor.
No, it's about 20-something
no,
thousand.
The Kubota tractor, 111 horse, four-wheel drive, is $84,650. The boom mower, which I talked to Don, he said the same thing on the John Deere's. Mm-hmm. The boom mower is $94,900.
What kind of mower is that?
That's a boom mower.
What brand?
What brown head
is
it?
Terrain King? I don't know.
Say that again.
Terrain King.
So that's the boom itself.
That's the boom.
That's the
mower
itself.
Hydraulic connection.
Yes, sir.
And the tank, because it has to have an extra tank for the hydraulics, right? Does it come with the tank into the tractor?
It's going to be on the tractor. Right.
The pump. Okay.
It comes with a PTO.
Right.
Yeah, so we've got, so basically you're looking at $200,000.
It's 100
boom mower. The tractor and the mower.
Yes, sir.
About 200,000. Okay.
Holy cow.
And then I know. And then I remember. I think the last one we bought were like 146.
Well, this is actually 179,550.
Well, by the time we purchased them, I know. 200. So, right now, what do we have in operational? Not this broke because of park. We're waiting on a park. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about up and running. We might be waiting on a park for you. Okay, but. How many operational mowers do we actually have, boom mowers?
Ooh. Right now, they're probably maybe all running.
How many is that?
That's
Precinct 3 is not.
Oh, y'all's are down?
Mm-hmm. Mine just got back a few weeks ago.
Yeah, they just fixed yours. Well, one's down. You got two.
Oh, good.
That's another thing. I was just saying it was going to be another tractor for maybe one. But we have, like last year, we had five tractors down at one time.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's like We could have one more. We could have one more in the fleet where if we have to pull.
So we have five. If everything's running, we have five tractors.
With boomers.
Or six.
With five.
Yeah,
you got side cutter. You got a side cutter?
Side cutter broke down.
No, you got two boomers.
And side cutter.
And side cutter.
Side cutter broke down. Been broke down all year.
I don't have anybody to mow with mine, so it doesn't even matter. Y'all have ours.
You got no people. All right.
Well, mine keeps from tearing up culverts, so there you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to bring the side cutter before and take its boom.
Granted.
We already did all the side cutting. But it's already growing back.
All right, well, grass.
It's rainforest.
It'll be under lock and key.
Because we have how many of the John Deere's?
Well, they're all John Deere's.
They're all John Deere now.
Mm-hmm. City of Bridge City has got a Kubota, and I heard, I don't know if you have talked to them or not, but I've heard they've had good luck with it. Mm-hmm. How much of my savings?
We bought the John Deere that were supposed to be the next best thing.
Well, I don't think we had any problem with the mower itself. I mean, with the tractor itself.
We had issues with the engine because we could. Remember, it was a little sensor.
With the depth stuff.
Yeah, the depth sensor. And it would shut the entire thing down for months because you couldn't get the part.
Right.
Because guess where it was made?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't here.
I know.
Switzerland?
Somewhere. It was Germany or something like that.
I don't know that. Of course, it'll be cracking.
Yeah, they crack.
Yeah, the weld.
Both of ours have cracked.
They run them in. We're all the stress.
And that's why we're getting that, you know, instead of buying a whole tractor. Mm-hmm. So Johnny needs one, I get that.
So two dump trucks and a
buying booms for them for replacement.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I got one. So I got a boom with mower. I mean, a mower with a boom and a tractor for right at $200,000. Mm-hmm. That's pretty close. Are we gonna designate that? So, you know, so
precinct
Fort Trahan doesn't lose it.
Precinct one.
There you go.
He can. I tell you what, your daddy over here, Mr. Rockerford, will pass you his broke ones.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'm good. I'll take the new Kubota.
Well, I mean, you know, somebody has one that's up and they got two running.
You know, all this contention would go.
We'll try to move it to somebody else to get utilized too.
So do we have anything in Road Bridge right now? And I mean, I know Michelle's not here with us, you know, on our purchase side, but is there any of that equipment right now that's just such a deal that it just needs to go away? We can put it on auction and maybe make some of this money up with a not by auctioning something off and putting it on auction.
Yeah, we've got, I mean, there's an old pneumatic roller that I've asked to get on the hill for, I don't know how old it is. They say it runs, but.
We don't have to ask anymore.
Oh, I know. But. Anyway, I know.
Well, she's got enough vehicles that she needs to auction off. Maybe it's time that we have one.
Yeah. And then we got a fuel truck, an old fuel truck.
But I'm talking about that. But are those things that we're using? Mm-hmm. Or are they just sitting? Yeah, we ought to get rid of that.
Well, what about those? Well, you and I were talking about something the other day that's on a pallet. Yeah, it's still wrapped up in plastic that we bought years ago.
They're grapples for the Great Alls, and I don't know how long they've been here. But they're
still wrapped up in cellophane.
Yeah, I think that came through one of the an emergency grant deal that we did for debris removal. And then they ended up not getting one. I think they put one or two on, mm-hmm. and then the process was so long to get them because of our dump trucks are small for the reason that we need them to be small.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're doing debris removal, you need those 40-yard trailers, and we didn't have nothing like that. So we bought a grapple truck instead with a grant.
We could maybe buy a couple of dump trailers for stuff like that.
Now you're taking two drivers and two people to go operate.
Stuff like what?
We're picking up a bunch of debris off the side of the road.
Well, we use the grapple truck.
We don't want to.
If I was going to do anything else, well, I would buy a full grapple truck.
We get another disaster, we're going to be picking up a bunch of it.
That's what I'm saying.
TxDOT's going to be picking up a bunch of it.
TxDOT's going to be picking up a bunch of it because we ain't got the manpower.
Put it on their highway, and here it is, pal.
Mm.
Yeah.
That whole disaster number is going to be horrible.
Because Joel asked me how.
Laura, you got any more of them cookies over there because Robert's licking this plate.
He's licking.
Now, y'all can tell y'all are sugar daddy.
Oh, I can tell you that. I ain't that going.
You have seen
that. I got you. Capital outlay wise, everything else you're good on. I didn't see a lot of changes on anything else.
No, sir.
The, so we're going to do, just so you know, Tracy, you know, we talked about it a little bit once we got you in position. I'm going to do another workshop, not budget workshop, but just a road and bridge workshop with all of us because we've got to decide how to move forward with this Harvey Road stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get that on the books, get it scheduled, and all come to the agreement on how we're going to move forward with that. And then I think there was a couple other things about
Do we need to wait to see if we're going to get an extension first?
No, we can't. We got to go. Okay. We're just going to have to do it out of our budget. Right. And then if we get the extension, great. We'll get the money maybe. But if we're not, we still got to fix them. We've been, those Harvey roads have been since 2018. We can't keep putting that on.
We're prepared to get that.
I'd rather have it done, and then all we'll do the paperwork. We'll do all that at that workshop. I just want to let you know.
Well, I have one more thing. It's not a capital outlay. It's North Linscomb. You know, we had talked about piping in some of that because right now we have
all that.
Everybody's yard is caving off right now, and
we got one guy that it's over 20 feet into his yard now.
Yeah, it's bad.
How many linear feet?
Okay, well, I've got the numbers.
Is it something we can phase in?
Yes.
It's a lot. It's
almost $200,000 worth.
3,200 feet of 24-inch pipe.
3,200 feet?
Yes.
Yeah. Three quarters of a mile.
340 foot of 30-inch pipe. 1,180 of 36-inch pipe. And that's we eliminated all the fittings because the fittings were going to cost more than the pipe. So what we'll do is going to go out there and we're going to maintain a 6-foot gap, sir.
And we'll drop down through the gaps and big enough that we can do clean out.
Right. Don't do the fittings and all that.
Will we have a problem with erosion there? Or do we need?
We can manage it. I believe we stabilize the stuff. We can. Yeah. Right.
Like you said,
it's a 6-foot area.
We'll put the banks a little bit.
You know, 6-foot, 7-foot area. We can manage that. But now, when you're talking thousands of feet, it's hard to.
They'd probably be ahead, you know, 6 or 7 foot you leave open to go ahead and just pug the whole.
Right, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, that's what exactly.
It basically makes a 17.
Right.
We did that on a project.
No, the 3,200
on the Marsh Street. We pugged the whole ditch, most banks in the bottom, and it's still holding up today.
But that's stuff that we probably need to start doing pretty soon, right?
We don't need to
wait.
Well, he ain't got the money right now.
No, it's this is back when, let's see, 28, 25, so it was in February, but it's
28, 25.
Yeah, it's 152,873.40.
Say that one more time.
152,873. And that's buying this quantity.
I've already started a conversation with Steve and them about having to sit down with SPI and asking them to help the county out with the cost of that.
Because
some of this is on them, in my opinion.
It's definitely on them.
All of it's on them. But
now, this will cost more.
Our contracts will allow us to do that.
This will cost more if I break it down. With this big quantity like this coming straight from the factory that we deliver.
Well, I think that's how we're going to have to move forward with this. But when we do the workshop here in a couple weeks, bring that again so we can talk about that then. Because we may be able to go ahead and make that move now.
That way we can.
But my main thing is though, and again, because I want you to be thinking about that between now and then. I know we got to get this done, but we need to start those Harvey roads quick so we can get that done. And we'll have. And I know that you're probably getting close to being out of material budget again. Okay, but you still have some material.
Yes,
you got left in there.
I just got a new one. Let's see, as a matter of fact, I just got it before I come over here.
But this doesn't include.
But you know, Tracy made a good point.
We
also ought to lump in all the culvert, or at least some of the culvert we're going to need for next year in that same purchase if we're going to get a better rate by buying so much at one time.
Do we know what our standard size pipe that we need
normally?
15s and
18s and 15s.
Why don't you figure up that what that need may be in that way going into next year, and that way we can lump it into that purchase. That's a good idea. And we can lump it into that purchase and then and get that all at one time that we can do. Like I said, if we're going to get a better price, that way we might be able to use it.
Yeah, ACT piping, they send a discount through Culverts. So it says we have this much.
We can lump some more into that and take advantage of that discount. I think that's a good plan.
Yeah, I do too. All right. That's it?
There was one other thing. It was a breaker.
Didn't you just say a minute ago that it was just one other thing?
Well, I mean, you ask.
Hey, he picked that up.
You weren't here with Kurt, but you learned from
Kurt. You know, it's like, well, this was back when, a while back, and Michelle has it. It's on buy board, and it's actually a concrete breaker for our mini excavator. the mini Kubota. It's $7,500. And at the time we sent it to Michelle, she said all we had to do was go to court to get it approved.
Do we have any more concrete work coming?
Yeah.
Was there anywhere that's within your budget now that you can...
So
he ain't looking at
it.
Yeah,
he ain't.
The small Kubota we have. Because, you know, a lot of times we go in there and try to do cross pipes, and they got concrete and everything else, and we can't break it out with our grade alls, and we're tearing up
the... concrete breaker on us. For the Mini X.
By the way, don't forget Lancaster and Mifflin.
Right. Yeah, you wait till after we finish Warwick before you bring that up.
All right, so it's $7,500?
Yes.
Yeah, we could have used it.
We rented we out there in Bridge City, we rented a skid steer with a breaker on it. It was like $1,500
per
day.
Oh, I know. I get it. All right.
That's about it? Yes, sir.
You forgot about my patch truck.
No, we got your patch truck in here. The patch and mechanic's truck's carrying forward.
Yeah, it's carrying forward. I know. I was trying for another one, Judge.
We're carrying
it.
He wanted more trucks than he's got freaking people.
I know what you're trying.
At least I have a crew that works.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'll make sure I share
throw it with you. Throw it sticks.
It's a real friendly atmosphere up here.
That it?
That can be changed.
Appreciate the job you stepped up and done.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll come meet out here with you. There's a couple things we go that way. Some things, ideas before we get to that workshop. That way we can kind of all hit on the same page when we get there.
Sounds good.
And so that we can get a plan in place now that we got you in place.
Yeah, be sure to get Johnny's crew lined up to set on that pipe.
Well.
All right. Are there any other things? Any others?
I don't say it too say it loud enough where everyone can hear it, Johnny.
All right. If there are not any others, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting at 2:56. If everybody's in favor.
Aye.
In favor. All right.
I love you, Johnny.